Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I am Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning from University of Alaska Southeast, I have Aklay Helen Dangle, Liz Zacher, and Lauren Wild, all here to talk about the upcoming UAS Giving Day and all the wonderful things that you can actually give to. This is a special day of donations and supporting all the wonderful programs that are happening just over the bridge over at UAS. Well, thank you all for coming in this morning. We appreciate the braving the outdoors right now.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
it's you. Definitely, definitely. Well, like you were saying before we came on air, supposedly tomorrow is the first day of spring. We'll see how that actually turns up. But at least for things that we can look forward to is upcoming next week on Tuesday is the start of UAS Giving Day, which it's actually a little over 2 days of giving. But this is a unique sort of opportunity to support UAS. It's not just kind of a general, like, throwing money towards supporting a general system. This is a little, you can kind of personalize it more than you can at other times. So in a nutshell, what makes this Giving Day period different than if you were to support UAS at other times?
Well, we're going to be having basically 49 hours for UAS. It's a targeted period of time, generally called Giving Day, and we will be featuring and championing several different funds throughout the Sitka campus. And so the three of us are here to talk a little bit about each of our three funds that we're championing, and maybe generally, if we have time, mention mm-hmm. some others.
Yeah, you were saying before we went on air, if you look on like the UAS website or just the UA system website for Giving Day, there's many, 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 many different project funds for the Sitka campus specifically. There's seven of them. For each of you respectively, what hopes and dreams, what kind of projects are you championing? Is this for specific departments? Is this for specific projects? How do these different donating categories come to be?
Well, for example, I'm a champion for the UAS Sitka Campus Art Program Support Fund. And so that is a way, if you care about the arts, you think it's important to have in our lives, to be making it available to our community, you can give directly towards that fund. And what that fund can help provide support in is, bringing in visiting artists for the art program, or helping provide scholarships for students that may want to take an art class but can't quite afford tuition. Mm-hmm. Right now, currently, one of our big needs is we need to replace our kilns. They're not going to last much longer. There's a variety of different things like that. And just to kind of circle back to the UA Giving Day website, you can explore all of these funds, but the Sitka campus, because it's listed in alphabetical order, is all the way on the very bottom.
Lots of scrolling to get there.
Okay. So, and if you wanted to find the, like, Sitka Campus Art Program Support, it's the fund number is 213-56.
Okay. Yeah. Rolls off the tongue. But awesome. So that's one of these projects, the Northwest Coast Art and like the ceramics program in general.
Well, we have a separate one for the Northwest Coast
okay.
Arts
yeah.
that we just set up this year.
And I'm Aklay Helen Dangle. I'm the champion for the UAS Sitka Campus Northwest Coast Arts Fund. So it is a little different. Has a little different focus on our Northwest Coast arts. Like, we have programs for Northwest Coast carving, basketry, and woolen weaving, like Raven's Tail. So we're hoping to get some support for that, for, you know, supplies. Cedars are very expensive when we have our basketry class or for carving. And also, we're hoping to be able to help fund some artists to come here and teach. As it's harder to secure funding for travel. Yeah, so that's the Northwest Coast Arts. And we also have like mentioned, other funds that will help scholarships and such. And I know we're also going to be talking about research.
That's me.
Science lady.
So, yeah, my name is Lauren Wild, and I am faculty in the Applied Fisheries Program over at UAS, and I do whale research. And the fund that I am championing for Giving Day this year is called the Jan Straley Research Endowment Fund. And that fund helps support whale research out of the Sitka campus. And so it helps support personnel and data management. It supports some of the equipment that we need to do our research, and things like fuel for boats and stuff like that. So, we have had a long-term monitoring program set up by Jan. She first started working through the university in the early 90s. Her data spans back to the 80s. And so it's just this really long-term data set of humpback whale research, gray whales, sperm whales. So if folks want to support whale research, they can do the Jan Straley Fund.
And did I hear something about there's a fund like matching gift associated with Jan's?
There is matching. So the first $25,000 donated for the research endowment fund, it will be matched dollar for dollar.
Amazing. And that's just for the Jan Straley Endowment Fund specifically?
Yes.
We'll have that matching?
Yes. And that you can go to givingday.alaska.edu/AMB/Jan Straley.
Okay.
And that'll take you directly to the page that will be pre-filled with her fund, and you can select an amount and donate. But the site is not live, we have to keep reiterating, until noon on Tuesday.
That's also noon on Tuesday is when this officially unlocks,
so
when you can give to these specific funds.
Yeah. Okay. So mark your calendars. Noon on Tuesday through 1 o'clock on Thursday, 1 p.m.
1 p.m. on Thursday. Yeah. Okay. So in the meantime, if people kind of want to prepare themselves, kind of peruse through, because these are just three of the seven different specific funds that can be supported at our campus, they can head over to, as you were saying, it's on the website for the UAS system, but it's just at the very bottom.
And there is a way to give outside of Giving Day.
Okay.
But the Giving Day website specifically, this campaign, mm-hmm. is those specific 49 hours from Tuesday to Thursday.
Yeah, so if you, like, for whatever reason, you forget to put that reminder in your phone. Are there other times to give to these specific programs, to these specific funds, or is it really only during this Giving Day window?
You can give any time.
You can give any time.
Yeah.
But the matching and other things, there's, it's kind of like when Raven Radio does their pledge drive. The matching, there's specific matching things, there's gifts, different things, which are only available during the Giving Day period of 49 hours because we're the 49th state. So, yeah.
So it's definitely that if this would be the time to do it, obviously, any time.
It's highest impact.
Highest,
it's
there
during
we go.
These 49 hours.
Excellent.
From Tuesday at noon. Noon?
Yep, Tuesday at noon to 1 p.m. on Thursday.
Yeah. Awesome. And with it's pretty awesome, the wide variety of educational opportunities that happen over at the UAS campus here. And this is an awesome opportunity for folks who want to see that supported, be it in specific, helping specific programs happen, to continue research, to make sure we have visiting artists and instructors coming on in, and or even just helping with supporting students themselves through scholarship programs and things like that. It's a whole variety.
And we do have a couple of different scholarships. We have like a general scholarship, which is for Sitka students. So you're supporting local students, and also one for Sitka Start, which is our local first year experience program for freshmen, or actually anyone who comes in who's freshman level, if you want to return to school and you're still in your first year. So supporting those people. So you really are supporting local students.
And there's another scholarship fund that focuses on our dual enrollment students at the Sitka School District. That is a new fund that was recently created as well.
Yeah. And that helps support tuition for students that are in high school taking college classes, because those tuition costs are pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially for families. So it helps us to help that. And there's been a growing interest in dual enrollment. And it's not just for academic classes. It's also for career tech classes. There's a growing welding program, and students can get credentials to get a job from that after high school. So it really helps support. And there's also classes to like get interested in going into healthcare and other fields. So lots of opportunities to support our local Sitka community.
Awesome. And like Liz, you're saying, the most impactful time to help support these different programs at our UAS Sitka campus is this upcoming March 24th, noon on Tuesday through 1 p.m. on Thursday, March 26th. And what was the website again where that this donation can happen?
Yeah, you can go to givingday.alaska.edu. And if you scroll down, there's a UAS. There's UAF, UAA, and UAS. So you can scroll down and click the UAS button. And then on that page, there's a UAS Sitka Campus button that will take you to the different funds to support through Sitka Campus.
Excellent. So,
and if you want to go straight for the Jan Straley one, it's got its own little, it's givingday.alaska.edu/amb/Jan Straley. But you can find it on the other site.
Yeah, since it has that matching, it's extra little. Yeah.
And then there's, you know, we've been sharing information about it on social media. You may find little window clings in some local businesses that have a QR code. I believe we even have some coffee sleeves that we might have dropped off at
somewhere.
I forget.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah.
Basically.
There's a few kind of promotional items out in the community regarding Giving Day as well. So you can find information about it on the website. You can call our campus.
And that was 747-7777 was the advising line for getting questions answered.
Yeah, so if you're trying to donate and you have a specific thing you want to donate towards, but you're having trouble navigating the website, you can call us and we'll help get you the right clicks to the right spot.
Perfect. Well, we're out of time this morning, but Clay Helen Dangle, Lauren Wild, and Liz Zacker, thank you all for coming in this morning to talk about upcoming Giving Day for UAS.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
Thank you.